Today's shir is Masach Nedarim, Daf Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Gimel, Amar Aleph, the third line, Viba Yusema. As we had learned in the previous shir, the Gemara had asked that our Mishnah begins with the words Kol Kinu Nedarim Ki Nedarim, doesn't mention at all that there is a concept of Yadois Nedarim, yet our Mishnah, when it begins to explain specific halachas of Nedarim, describes and illustrates the halachas of Yadus Nedarim without mentioning the illustration and cases of Kinu Nedarim. And therefore the Gemara asked, we haven't even learned that there's a concept of Yadus, and our Mishnah is explaining it. Furthermore, our Mishnah did mention the concept of Kinu Nedarim, yet doesn't illustrate Kinu Nedarim until we're going to learn a Mishnah Mitzvah Shem on Daf Yud. So the Gemara answered that Chsuri Mechsra, we have to learn that the Mishnah begins with the words called Kinu Nedarim Ki Nedarim, and then Mishnah omitted, but we're supposed to write the words Kol Yadus Nedarim Ki Nedarim, and then the Gemara Mishnah would give examples of Yadus Nedarim. So the Gemara went on to explain and discuss if the first rule that our Mishnah mentioned was the rule of Kinu Nedarim, should that not have been the first list of cases that the Mishnah should give? So the Gemara attempted to say that the derech, that the way Shas Mishnah is right, is that it picks up, the Mishnah picks up where it left off. And since the second halacha mentioned was Yadus Nedarim, that is the first case that is illustrated. The Gemara then asked that we find different situations in Shas, Mishnayis, sometimes the first case is explained, sometimes the second case is explained. And where the Gemara left us off at the end of the previous year was that there is no hard and fast rule. And sometimes the Mishnah explains the first case first, and sometimes the Mishnah explains the second case first. Viba Yusema. Now the Gemara gives another answer to our questions. Yadois, I did the Asi Midrasha. Yadois, since they're not explicit in the Torah, we only learn it from a drasha, as we're going to learn soon in the Gemara. Mefarshim Bereisha, therefore they're explained first. And as the Mefarshim explain, many times in Shas we find the concept Aidi da Osim Midrasha, since something was learned from Midrasha Chavivilei, it has a particular fondness to the Tana, and that's why the Tana explains such a din first. Ask the Gemara V'liftech Hodein Bereisha, if Yodos are so beloved to the Tana, because as we just said, it's something that was learned, it's a concept that was learned from Midrasha, should not the Mishnah have begun with the words Kol Yadois Nedarim Ki Nedarim to express this halacha first, since we find that the Tana is so fond of this halacha? And as we've been explaining in the previous year, it was difficult, the Rishonim say, to imagine that the Gemara would want to say Chsuri Mechsra and to say that the first words of the Mishnah were omitted. And therefore, it's difficult to say that the Mishnah started with the words Kol Yadus Nedarim V'Nedarim. But according to this explanation, asked the Gemara, that Yadus are so, the Tan is so fond of the halachas of Yadus, shouldn't that be mentioned first? Answers the Gemara, Miftech Pasach B'Kinuyim D'Araisa B'Reisha. When the Tan comes to set down the rules, it first sets down the rules of Kinuyim first, because that is a halacha mid'Araisa. However, when it comes to explain the halachas, for Hod Mefarish Yodos, explanation, Yodos is explained first, because Yodos has this special quality, Dasalei Midrasha. Ask the Gemara, as we learned in the previous year, there is a machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, what are Kinuyim? So, Hanicha Lamanda Omer, according to Rabbi Yochanan that explained, Kinuyim Lashon Nachrim Hein. Kinuyim are really just like a foreign language. So certainly with the Raisa, a nether expressed in a foreign language is a full-fledged nether. So what the Gemara just taught us, that the Mishnah began with the halachas of Kenuyim, because those are halachas medaraisa, is very correct. However, Elamanda Omer, according to Reish Lakish, who said, Loshen Shabbat Alam Chachamim Lias Noidabai, that, as Reish Lakish explained, Chazal created a new language, a new word, Koinam, Koinach, words that we will learn on Daf Yud. Chazal created these words to use for a neder. So this is completely a creation of the Rabbanon. So Kinuyim are also with the Rabbanon. So why are we saying that the Mishnah begins with Kinuyim? Because they're Doraisa. According to Reish Lakish's understanding of Kinuyim, Kinuyim are also the Rabbanon. So we could have either begun with Kinuyim and explained Kinuyim first, or begun with Yodas and explained Yodas first. My Ikal Meima. And as we explained in the previous year, Reish Lakish holds that Chazal did not want somebody, when expresses a neder, to use the word carbon, because typically when the word carbon is used, it follows with the word Lashem. And Chazal wanted us to avoid being Maitse Shem Shemayim Levatola, using the Shem Hashem in vain. And that's why Chazal created this new word called Koinam, which is a new word, not typically attached to the word Lashem, and that will help us avoid being Maitse Shem Shemayim Levatola. I saw a beautiful vart for Moshe Feinstein. Our Mishnah, previous Mishnah, Gemara, taught us that by Shavuos, the same halach is kine shvuos kishvuos. As for Moshe, according to Reish Lakish understanding of why we have a concept of kinuyim, to avoid using the Shem Hashem, by shvuah, as we explained in the previous year, we shouldn't want to avoid using the Shem Hashem. On the contrary, as we explained, using the Shem Hashem is a important part of making a proper shvuah. According to many Rishonim that we quoted in the previous year, you can't have a full-fledged shvuah without the Shem Hashem. So why did Chazal, asks Rav Moshe, create a new word, new words that we're going to learn, shvuka, other words that are kenuyim for shvuah, which according to Reish Lakish, the purpose being to avoid using the Shem Hashem? By a shvuah, we want to use the Shem Hashem, because that's how we have a full-fledged proper shvuah. Answers Rav Moshe, that if Reish Lakish had a concern by carbon Hashem, he certainly has a concern by Shvul Hashem. Because says Rav Moshe, when somebody says Karban Hashem, this item is like a Karban Hashem, his nether is a full-fledged nether. What is Reish Lakish's concern? Why did you use the Shem Hashem? You had no need to use it. It's a question of Maitzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. But the nether was a good nether. And saying Karban Hashem had true meaning. However, says Rav Moshe, if somebody just uses the word Shvul Hashem and doesn't complete his sentence, Shvul Hashem, then what? What are you going to do with the Shvul? He just uses the words Shvul Hashem and stops at that point of his phrase. He certainly was Maitzi Shem Shemayim Levatolo. So if Karmel Hashem, which is a full-fledged neder, but Reish Lakish's concern is, why did you use the Shem Hashem? You didn't have to. That's already considered Maitzi Shem Shemayim Levatolo. Certainly when somebody says Shvul Hashem and there's a concern that he's not going to complete his sentence, we really have a concern of Maitzi Shem Shemayim Levatolo. And the Mishnah and Reish Lakish's understanding of the Mishnah, why Chazal would then create new words to avoid using the Shem Hashem, is very well understood. So answers the Gemara, Miktani Yadis. So now the Gemara's question is, if Kinuyim are the Rabbanon and Yodas are the Rabbanon, how do we understand the Mishnah? So it goes back to the Gemara, back to what we explained yesterday. Miktani Yodas, as the Gemara pointed out yesterday, our Mishnah never used the din of Yodas, never taught us the din of Yodas. Just Lav Surika Master Tulay. We just said that it was omitted. Now that we're saying that it was omitted, we're going to have to say, because of these questions, Agdam Nami Vitani Yodas. we're going to have to say that the Mishnah did teach us the din of Yodas, and it's the first din that's taught in the Mishnah. And the way to understand the way the Mishnah is to be read is called Yodas Nadarim Kinadarim, called Kinu Nadarim Akinadarim, and Mishnah mentions both rules, and then the Mishnah explains the first rule first. Eilehen Yodas Haimel Chaveroi, Veilehen Kinoyim, and Mishnah here on Daf A has explained what Yodas are, and in Mitzvah Shem, the Mishnah on Daf Yud will explain what a Kinuyim Kainim Kainach Kainus. But as the Ran says, even though we have tried to avoid saying that the Chsuri Mechzer of the Mishnah are the first words of the Mishnah, now according to the Man the Omer that holds Kinuyim the Rabbanon, according to Rish Lakish that holds Kinuyim the Rabbanon, we have no choice that besides just saying that the Mishnah omitted the halach of Yodos, we also have to now say that omitted by accident the first words of the Mishnah. But that we only have to say according to Rish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds the Kinu Nadarim or Daraisa, the teretz that we began today's shiur with can still stand. And the teretz is that the Mishnah began with the halach of Kinui Kudei Daraisa. Then the Mishnah mentions the halacha of Yodos, which are the Rabbanon, and because they're Chavivalei, because they came from a drasha, that is the first halacha that is explained. Says the Gemara, the Yodos Hechiksiv, as we said earlier, where do we learn the halacha that Yodos are effective? Answers the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Ish Kiafli Lindor Neder Nozir Lahazir Lashem. Betanya, Nozir Lahazir, this redundant language, to teach us, Lasus Kini Naziris Knaziris, that the Kini Naziris has a din like a Naziris. The Ran takes these words out of the Braisa, for as we just explained, according to Rabbi Yochanan's explanation, Kini Naziris are effective midoraisa, and we don't need a special drasha to teach us that halacha, and to teach us that Yodas Naziris Knaziris, that the halacha is that Yodas Naziris have the same din as the Naziris. Only Elabin Naziris. I know that Yodas are effective only by Naziris, Minadorim Minayim. How do we know that Yodas are effective by Nadorim also? Tamaloyim Ish Kiafli Linda Nazir Lahazir Lashem. Makish Naziris Ladorim. By the Torah putting the halachas and the concept of Nadarim next to Nazir, the Torah is comparing Naziris to Nadarim. And the Torah is comparing Nadarim to Naziris. Man Naziris, just like by Naziris, as we just learned, the Loch is also by Yodas Naziris to Naziris, that Yodas Naziris are an effective way of creating a Naziris. Af Nadarim, so too by Nadarim, the Loch will be also by Yodas Nadarim to Nadarim. Yodas will be an effective means of articulating a neder. Oman Nadarim, and just like Nadarim, the halacha is over bal yachal. If somebody violates his neder, he's over the lav of lo yachal devaroi. And he's over if somebody makes a neder to bring a carbon and he delays in bringing it. And we will discuss this more at the end of the shir. The Torah says, ki sido neder l'ashem alokecho lo sa'achir l'shalmai. One may not delay bringing the carbon. So just like by Nadarim, there's the possibility of transgressing the Avera Bal Yachel, or transgressing the Avera Bal Ta'acher. Af Naziris, so too by Naziris, over Bal Yachel or Bal Ta'acher, one can be over the Avera Bal Yachel or Bal Ta'acher. And my Nadarim, and just like my Nadarim, the Halacha is Av Meifin Nidrei Baitai, a father to be made for the Nadarim of his daughter. As we also explained, that's the whole reason why Masechet Nadarim is being taught in Seder Noshim. And Baal can be made for Nidrei Ishtai, a husband can be made for the Nadarim of his wife. Af Naziris, so too by Naziris, Daloch is Av made for Naziris Bitoi, a father could be made for a Naziris that his daughter undertakes, or Baal made for Naziris Ishtai, and a husband can be made for the Naziris that his wife undertakes. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Gabi Naziris, what do we say by Naziris? How do we learn that there's halacha of yodus naziris. Tiksib, because the Torah used the words nazir lahazir. And we, as we said, because the Torah used this double language, we use it to teach us that a nazir, that there's a concept of yodus naziris. Ask the Gemara, nadarim nami. So why do I have to learn the concept of yodus nadarim from naziris? Haksiv, the Torah by nadarim also uses nadar neder. And we should use that double expression of neder to teach us that yodos nadarim are effective. And therefore ask the Gemara, hakesh shalomali, why do I need a hekesh to teach us that nadarim are effective? But that yodos are affected by nadarim. I learn it from the zeros. I can learn it from the pasuk of nadarim itself. Answers the Gemara. Ik hosef neder lindar. If the Torah had written the word neder, the noun neder, lindar, preceding the verb of lindar, as the Torah did by nazir, where the Torah wrote the word nazir, the noun, lahazir, the verb, kidakamrit, that you would be correct in saying that the Torah is using that type of terminology. It's here to teach us that yodus nadarim are effective. And there would be loitzarach hekesha. There would be no need to learn a hekesh to teach us that yodus nadarim are effective. There would be no need to learn yodus nadarim from naziris. We could have learned it from the parasha of neder itself. But the Torah didn't use that type of wording. Hashtadiksiv, the wording that were used by Nadarim was lindar neder. First the verb and then the noun, which we find many times the Torah uses those words. Lesser Isser is a pasuk that the Torah uses. And the Gemara teaches us Dibra Torah Kolashmane Adam. This is a typical usage of wording in the Torah, and it's not here to teach us any specific halacha. Ask the Gemara, Hanich Lamanda Omer, this would be a reasonable explanation, according to the opinion that holds this lay Divrei Torah Kolashmane Adam, that the Torah many times uses this type of terminology, and it's not here to teach us anything specific regarding halacha, a new din. However, ask the Gemara, the mandam that doesn't just say that this is the Torah is speaking the same way as people speak, and it's not to be used to teach us something. If the Torah uses a double language, and it makes no difference if the verb comes first or the noun comes first, if the Torah uses a double language, it's here to teach us something. So the question is, hi Linda Neder, my overlay, according to this mandamer, what will we learn from the words Linda Neder? Answers the Gemara, he will say that the words Linda Neder teach us Darish Lei Lasis Yodus Nadarim Knadarim, that Yodus Nadarim are effective. And that Yodus Naziris are effective, we're going to learn Naziris from Nadarim. Umakish Naziris Nadarim. But if so, that we know that the halacha of Yodus Naziris I learned from Nadarim, so then we go back to the first words of the Braisa. The words nazir lahazir that the Torah used, darishlei, what will these words come to use? They can no longer be used to teach us the halacha of yodus naziris, because the halacha of yodus naziris we just finished explaining we're going to learn from hilchas nadarim. What will we learn from the words nazir lahazir, darishlei? What will we learn from them? Melamed shenaziris chal al naziris. And as the Rishonim explained, that if somebody says, I'm a nazir today, and then he repeats himself and says, I'm a nazir today, the halacha is that he's going to have to keep two terms, 2 30 days of naziris. And as the Ran explains, one would perhaps think that if he said on the same day, twice, Hareini nazir, he should be able to keep both sets of naziris simultaneously. The same 30 days should be effective for both sets of Naziris. Or as the Rosh explains, perhaps since he said on the same day, twice, Hareini Nazir, we should say that the second statement is a meaningless statement, and it would not be effective at all. It will not require one to
follow a Naziris. That's what the pasuk of Nazir Lahazir comes to teach us, that if he says already Nazir twice on the same day, he has to keep two sets of Naziris. Ask the Gemara. Ulaman da Omer Dibra Torah Kolosh Mnei Adam. According to the man Daman that says it is the way of the Torah sometimes to speak just like we speak. And therefore the words Linda and Nether are not unusual and cannot be used to teach us the Halach of Yodis Nedarim. The Nozul Hazir Darish, so he will need the words Nozul Hazir to teach us Lasis Yodis Naziris Kenaziris. So ask the Gemara, if that is what he will use the words of Nazir Lahazir to teach us, this halacha that we just finished learning, Shenaziris Chala Naziris Menalei, he can't learn it from the words of Nazir Lahazir, because he needs those words of Nazir Lahazir to teach us that Yodis Naziris are effective. So says the Gemara, Hanicha, if this mandama is Sfirulei, commandama de Enaziris Chala Naziris, that if someone on the same day said twice Hareini Nazir, we taka say that the second statement is meaningless, or we say that he could keep both sets of Naziris at the same time, so then we're fine. He will say Nazir Lahazir is teaching us Yodis Naziris, and he doesn't need a pasuk to teach us Naziris Chal al Naziris, because he holds that a Naziris Chal al Naziris. However, ask the Gemara, if this man the Omer of Dibra Torah Kolosh Mnei Adam, and therefore he uses Nazir Lahazir to teach us the halacha of Yodis Naziris, also holds Commander Omer Naziris Chal al Naziris Menolei, from where will he learn all of these halachas? Answers the Gemara, name a Kra Lizar. It would have been fine if the Torah would have just used the word Lizar. Why did the Torah add the Hey to say Lahazir Shmaminotati, to teach us both halachas of Yodis Naziris and the halacha of Shanaziris Chal Al Naziris. But the Ran helps us understand the Gemara. The Ran says that typically this extra hey in a word would not be considered an extra letter. It's only in our situation where the Torah, when it speaks about the Dorim, use the word Linda Nether without the extra hey, and then when it speaks about Naziris, it does use the extra hay. This prompts this man the Omer to hold that extra hay should be used to teach us another halacha, not just the halacha that we learned from Nazir Lahazir of Yodis Naziris K'Naziris, but also the other din of Naziris Chal of Naziris. However, B'marava Amri, in Eretz Yisrael, and again, says the Ran, in Eretz Yisrael, they held that the extra hay cannot be the source of a halacha, so therefore they're back to the original question, how do we know all of the halachas from the psukim that we have? Is Tana the Mapak Leili Yodis Melinda Nether? The man the Omer that doesn't hold Dibra Torah Kolosh Mnei Adam, and therefore he considers Linda Nether a redundancy of wording, he uses that pasuk to teach us Yodis Nedarim K'Nedarim. Nazir Lahazir will come to teach us that Naziris Chal al Naziris. However, the man the Omer that holds Dibra Torah Kolosh Mnei Adam, and therefore we cannot learn Yodis Nedarim from Linda Neder, nor can we learn it from Nazir Lahazir, because Nazir Lahazir we need to teach us Shanaziris Chal al Naziris. So where will he learn the halacha of Yodis Nedarim? He's going to learn it from the words K'chol ha-yoytz mipiv yasa. K'chol, any way that he expresses his wording, even if it's just Yodis Nedarim, the Nedarim is effective. Says the Ran, according to the other man, the Omrim, that don't need the pasuk of K'chol ha-yoytz mipiv yasa to teach us the halacha of Yodis Nedarim, we either learn it from the Neder, or we learn it from Nazir Lahazir. What will they do with the pasuk of K'chol ha-yoytz mipiv yasa? Says the Ran, that pasuk will be used to teach us the Neder Shabbat l'miktsosoy bit kula, that if part of the Neder becomes nullified, the entire Neder is no longer valid. Says the Ran, and according to the Man the Omer
that used Kachola Yoitz Mipiv Yaseh to teach us the halacha of Yodos Nedarim, from where will he learn this halacha of Neder Shabotel Mitzosoi Botel Kuloi? He says that that man Domer will hold that the words of Kachol Hayoitz Mipiv Yasa have the ability to teach us both halachas of Yodos Nedarim Knedarim and that Neder Shabotel Mitzosoi Botel Kula. So the Gemara continues in analyzing the brisa that we learned on Omer Aleph. Omer Mar, Man Nedarim, just by Nedarim, Oiver Bebal Yachil about Ta'acher, one violates, if one transgresses the Neder, he violates both, he could be violating the Lav or Bal Yachil, he could be violating the Lav about Ta'acher, so too by Naziris. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Bal Yachil Nedarim, the situation of Bal Yachil of Nedarim can easily be found. Vishkachas, Kigoyin the Omer Kikaz Oichel, if somebody says, I'm going to eat this loaf of bread, and he doesn't eat it, he transgressed his obligation. He obligated himself to eat it, and he didn't eat it. He's over bayach. Asks Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Gilyon Hashas on the Omer here. Yesterday we explained that the difference between an Isser Neder and an Isser Shvua, between a Neder and a Shvua, is that a Neder is an Isser Cheftza and a Shvua is an Isser Gavra. Neder speaks to an object. Shvua speaks to the person. I obligate to do something. Ask Rabbi Akiva Eger, when our Gemara here is giving an example of a Neder, it's giving an example with a Gavra. I obligate myself to eat this loaf of bread. Ask Rabbi Akiva Eger, that's not a Neder, that's a Shvua, according to our explanation. How does the Gemara use this as an example of a Neder? Says Rabbi Akiva Eger doesn't have an answer to this question. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, Hashem Yor Einai. Hashem should open up my eyes to help me understand an answer to this question. I don't know the answer. However, the Shita quotes Rabbeinu Avram Ben Ahar and the Shalmi Nedarim also quotes this, that the right Girsa of our mission, of our Gemara, should be Kigon Sha'oimer Kikazu Loi Oichel. He made a Neder on the Kikar. I will not eat the Kikar. He prohibited himself from the Kikar. Vachla, and then he ate it. He transgressed a Neder. According to that Girsa, Rabbi Akiva Eger's question isn't a question. The Chasam Sofer gives a different, and the Chasam Sofer and the Rishash both give a different teretz. They explain that the Neder here was made as follows. A person says, I may not eat this kikar that's in front of me if I won't eat the other loaf of bread. And then he went and ate the loaf that he made the Neder on. If he won't eat the second loaf, he will have transgressed a Neder. That's why he's supposed to eat the second loaf. Asked the Chasam Sofer himself, sort of a forced way of explaining our Gemara, that he's made a Neder that I'm not allowed to eat this kikar if I won't eat the second kikar. Why would we want to explain the Gemara with such an interesting type of Neder? Says the Chasam Sofer, as we're going to see soon in the Gemara, our Gemara is seeking a situation where one is only over the Lav or Bal Yachal. No other Lav. Says the Chasam Sofer, if somebody makes a Neder that he won't eat a loaf of bread, and he eats that loaf of bread, besides being over the Lav or Bal Yachal, he transgressed his Neder, that loaf of bread became to him like the grape products to a Nazir. And as we learned, and we'll learn in a moment, if a Nazir eats a grape product, he's over the Lav of Bal Soichel. If a person made a Neder that he won't eat a loaf of bread, and he eats that loaf of bread, besides being over the Lav of Bal Yachel, he's also over the Lav of Bal Toichel. But we're looking for a situation, says the Chasam Sofer, where he's only going to be over Bal Yachel. And that's why the Gemara had to create this interesting type of Neder. Rav Shimon Shkop,
along the same lines of the Chasam Sofer, explains where the nether of our Gemara is where the person made a nether to do a mitzvah. In other words, a person made a nether that he will eat truma. A person made a nether that he's going to eat matzah on Pesach, which we're going to learn later in our Masechta Mitzvah Shem, are effective nedarim, even though he has an obligation anyway to eat these food items. And again, the Rav Shimon says, why does he want to explain the Gemara in this way? Because again, we're looking for a situation where the only lav that will be transgressed will be the lav of Bal Yachel. If somebody makes a nether that he's going to eat truma, and he doesn't eat the truma, he only is over one lav of Bal Yachel. He's not over a lav of Bal Toichel. On the contrary, he's supposed to eat the truma. And since we're looking for such a type of a situation, that's why the Gemara should be explained that way. So the Gemara explained how one is over Bal Yachel when he transgressed the nether. And have asked the Gemara, El Bal Yachel the Nazirus, Heich Mishkach Slo. Where is there a situation that he's over Bal Yachel? Kivin to Omer Hareni Nazir. The moment the person says Hareni Nazir, Havle Nazir. He's immediately a Nazir. Ochel, and he then goes and eats grape products, Kamle Bal Yachel. He's over the lava Bal Yachel. Shasa, and if he drinks grape products, come lebe bal yishta. And as we explained, the Gemara is seeking a situation where the nazir will only transgress the avera of bal yachel, yud ches lamed. But the examples that we just gave, he will transgress two laven, the lav bal yachel and bal yachel, the lav bal yachel and bal tishta. And our Gemara is trying to compare, says the Ran, Nazirus to Nadarim. And just like by Nadarim, we were able to come up with a situation where he's over only one lav, the lav of Bal Yachel. The Gemara is seeking to find a situation where by Nazirus, he's only over one lav, the lav of Bal Yachel. Yet we haven't been able to find such a case. Answers the Gemara, correct. Amar Rava, lav alav, b'shnayim. When the Gemara says the one transgresses by Yachel, by Naziris, what the Gemara meant to say was that he's going to be over two lavim. The lav by Yachel and by Yoichel, the lav by Yoichel and by Yishta. And as Duran explains, the Gemara would try to avoid doing this, because typically the Gemara wants to find situation where we have not many lavim by one Avera, but we have not been able to find any other situation other than that the Braisa means that he's over two Averis if he eats grape products or drinks grape products. Ask the Gemara. The Braisa said that if one is also over Baal Ta'achar by Naziris. Ask the Gemara. Baal Ta'achar the Naziris. Heich Mishkach Slo. Where is there a situation about Ta'achar? For ask the Gemara. Kivin the Omar Hareni Nazir. The moment the person says Hareni Nazir, Havle Nazir, he's automatically a Nazir. And therefore, Ochel, and as soon as he eats products of the grape, Kamalei Bal Yoichel, he's Oiver Bal Yoichel. Bal Ta'achar means that he should not avoid, he should not delay his Neder. But here he's not delaying his Neder. His Neder is Chal immediately. And if he violates it, he's violating Bal Yoichel, Bal Yachel, but not Bal Ta'achar. Answers the Gemara, Ba'imel Chish Eretzei Nazir. The person didn't use the words Hareni Nazir, which make him a Nazir automatically, immediately. Rather, he said, when I want, I will be in a Nazir. Ask the Gemara, if he used that type of language, in Amak Chish Eretzei, if he used that type of language, Lek Bal Ta'achar. Because what is he saying? If and when I want to be a Nazir, I'll be a Nazir. And if I won't want to be a Nazir, I will not desire to be a Nazir, I won't be a Nazir. So he's not over any lav, because he's not obligated to being a Nazir. He wants, he can. He doesn't want, he won't. Amar Rava, so Rava says, the person says, I will not leave the world without being a Nazir. The minei shata havalei Nazir, that the halacha requires that he begin his Naziris immediately. Says the Gemara, just like somebody says to his wife, as we learned in Masechta Yevamos,
if there's a man without children married to a woman and he wants that his wife should not have to go through Yibum v'chalitza, so he says to his wife, Hareza Gitech Sho'achas Koidim Isosi, I am giving you this get that it should be effective one moment before my death, and therefore you will be a grusha for me and not be a candidate for Yibum v'chalitza. If this man is a Kohen, the loch is also Asur Lecha B'Truma Miyad. She may never eat Truma. Why? Because because we're concerned. Koshata V'Shata Demamayis. Every minute we're concerned that this man may pass away. And therefore, if he passes away, she will be not the wife of a Kohen, not permitted to eat Truma. Hoch Namil Alta Have a Nazar. Here too, when somebody says, I will not leave the world without being a Nazar, he should immediately fulfill his naziris, for we are concerned that Mina Dimahash Damayas, he may pass away any moment, and he has this obligation not to leave the world without being a nazir, and therefore he has to keep his naziris immediately. And if he doesn't begin his naziris immediately, he's over Baal Ta'achar. However, the Ram points out there's a very fundamental difference between the halacha of a woman whose husband gave her this type of get and the nazir. He says, by a woman whose husband gave her this type of get, if she did eat truma, and her husband did not die, she didn't do any aveira, because she was truly the wife of a kohen. However, the nazir, even if Baruch Hashem he didn't die, that doesn't change the rule, says the Ran, that he was obligated to take on his naziris immediately, because there was a concern that he may die. And if he didn't take on the Naziris immediately, he's over the lav of Baal Ta'achar. This concept of Chai Shlemisa, do we have to be concerned that someone will pass away? The Poskim use for Halach Lemaisa. The Ramah says that even though the Halach is that during the 9 days before Tisha B'Av, we're not supposed to make a Shechyanu, and as the Ramah says, because, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, these are Yimei Pronius, days of Tzoris, they're not days that we should say the words Shechyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh. Still says the Ramah, if someone obtains a fruit during those days, which is a fruit that it's difficult to obtain and is unlikely that he'll receive after the 9 days, he should make a Shechyonu. Takes the Taz, the halacha of the Ramah, one step further, and says the Taz, once our Gemara taught us Chai Shlemisa, we have to be concerned that a person will pass away at any moment. Even if one receives a fruit, says the Taz, during the 9 days, that will be available after the 9 days, he should still make the Shechyanu now, because our Gemara just taught us Chai Shlemisa. We have to be concerned that the person may pass away, and after the 9 days, he will have, and if he didn't make the Shechyanu now, he will have lost that opportunity, he will have left the world without the Shechyanu. The Steichemid disagrees with the Taz. The Steichemid says you can't compare a Shechyanu to a Naziris. A Naziris, a person has an obligation, this person took on an obligation to be a Nazir, and he has to fulfill that obligation. A person isn't obligated to eat a new fruit and make a Shechyanu, and therefore the two situations are not to be compared, says the Steichemid. However, in understanding this Gemara that we just learned, there's a fundamental machloikis between the Ran and the Rosh in understanding our Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah that if one makes a neder to bring a carbon, says the Gemara, he's over the lav about Ta'achar if he lets Shalosh Regolim, and according to some Man D'Omrim, the Shalosh Regolim have to be in a specific order pass. Then and only then is he over the lav about Ta'achar. However, says the Ran, in our Gemara, where we're saying someone is over the lav of Baal Ta'achar if he doesn't begin his Naziris immediately, it's not after 3 Yom Tovim. He'll be over Baal Ta'achar immediately. Similarly, says the Ran, even though the Gemara we just quoted in Masechta Rosh Hashanah says that one is over Baal Ta'achar only after Sholosh Regolim, says the Ran, if somebody says he's going to bring a carbon immediately, then the words of Gemara Masecht Rosh Hashanah are not relevant to that individual, and he will be over the lav of Baal Ta'achar immediately. Moreover, says the Ran,
that if somebody says he's going to bring a carbon within 2 years, he is obligated then to bring the carbon within the Shalosh Regolim, and if not, he's over Baal Ta'achar. The Rosh disagrees with the Ran. The Rosh says that even in our Gemara, that was saying that the person is over Baal Ta'achar by the Nazir, Baal Ta'achar you're never over until 3 Regolim are up. And that's why even this Nazir, says the Rosh, would not be over Baal Ta'achar until 3 Regolim pass. Similarly, says the Rosh, in argument with the Ran, if somebody obligates to bring himself a carbon immediately, he's still not over Baal Ta'achar until the Shalosh Regolim pass. And also says the Rosh, if somebody obligates himself to bring a carbon within 2 years, according to the Rosh, he will not be over Baal Ta'achar until 2 years, and then after the 2 years we begin counting the Shalosh Regolim, and then and only then, according to the Rosh, will he be over Baal Ta'achar. Explains Rav Naftali Trop, what is the machloikis between the Ran and the Rosh? He says that the Ran and the Rosh have a fundamental disagreement in understanding of what Baal Ta'achar and the Shalosh Regolim clause of Baal Ta'achar mean. According to the Ran, once somebody takes on a pledge, he immediately has the Issa of Baal Ta'achar to delay fulfilling that pledge, even for one moment. The Torah, however, says that if when the person made the neder, he did not say explicitly when he expects to bring the carbon, or if he specified a time limit of more than Shalosh Regolim, he won't be over the lav about the Acher until the Shalosh Regolim. So in other words, according to the Ran, a person is over immediately only when he didn't give a time frame, or if he gave a time frame of more than the Shalosh Regolim, does he have up to Shalosh Regolim. The Rosh, however, holds that Baal Ta'achar, the part of the definition of the word Baal Ta'achar is only after 3 Regolim. There is no Baal Ta'achar before 3 Regolim. So even in a case where a person obligated himself to bring the carbon immediately, Baal Ta'achar isn't relevant until Shalosh Regolim pass. And therefore, even in the case of Al Gemara, with a person that we just gave examples, and we'll give examples, different examples in tomorrow's Shir Be'ezer Hashem, that he has to begin fulfilling the Naziris immediately. However, Baal Ta'achar, by definition, the Rosh holds, says Rabbi Naftali Trop, cannot be until 3 Regolim pass. And that's why the Rosh will also hold that if somebody says that this nether, that if he pledges to bring the carbon at the end of 2 years, so that's only when the nether becomes effective, and then from that point on, does he still have, according to the Rosh, the Shalosh Regolim.